Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you been a good little Nazi? Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci!
Are the petty tyrants who have recklessly mandated vaccines while refusing non-vaccinated people food, employment, and basic freedom of choice violating the internationally recognized Nuremberg Code, which is punishable by death? Yes. Yes, they are.
I will not bow. I will not surrender to this tyrant over this issue. I am not a slave. I am a free American. I have the Nuremberg Code and the Constitution behind me.
In fact, they are violating the set of research ethics principles for human experimentation created by the USA versus Brandt Court as one result of the Nuremberg trials at the end of the Second World War with abandon.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a five-year penalty for lying to Congress. You stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
Now they want you to show a vaccine card.
Good morning.
And if you got caught with someone eating at your restaurant without a vaccine card, $1,000. Two times $2,000. How do you feel about that?
I feel that my liberties have been taken away from me.
Nurses from Dignity Health took to the streets Friday to protest the California COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The mandate, announced August 5th, requires all healthcare workers in California to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 30th. Otherwise, they will lose their jobs.
Any establishment that serves food or drinks like restaurants, bars, and clubs, theaters, as well as entertainment venues will require that vaccination, and gyms like this one, as well as dance studios, also included those large events at those indoor venues.
The beginning of the Nuremberg Code reads, "The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential." This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. An experiment is defined as a test, trial, or tentative procedure, an act or operation for the purpose of discovering something unknown. So far, 237 candidate vaccines against SARS-CoV-2 are in development worldwide, of which 63 have been approved for clinical trials and 27 are evaluated in Phase 3 clinical trials. Six candidate vaccines have been authorized for emergency use based on their efficacy data in Phase 3 trials. The FDA's emergency authorization of the ineffective vaccine describes emergency approval as a mechanism to facilitate the availability and use of medical countermeasures, including vaccines, during public health emergencies such as the current COVID-19 pandemic, in an emergency to diagnose, treat, or prevent serious or life-threatening diseases when certain statutory criteria have been met, including that there are no adequate, approved, and available alternatives. There are a myriad of early treatment alternatives that could have already saved thousands of lives had the doctors promoting them not been censored by Silicon Valley, which allowed politicians to pretend they were licensed in the Hippocratic Oath.
You had a first shot and got away with it. Thank God, thank the Lord, but don't take the second shot. Because when you take the second shot, you are going to be asking for big trouble. Why? Because now, out come the spikes. Now the antibodies are there, as we know.
All right, there's the full video. It's about 2 more minutes left. It's very important. It's life-saving. It just went live minutes ago at Band.Video. It's Nuremberg Code, punishable by death. Get it out if you want to save lives. Band.Video, John Bounds section. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The most banned network in the world. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, we are extremely honored to be here live on this Sunday, August 22nd, worldwide transmission. Who knows how long we will be here? Globalist imperial troops could enter the base at any time. The way the world's working right now. Wow, who would think you'd tune in to Tucker Carlson on Friday night and hear about Owen Schroyer with an arrest warrant issued for him for, quote, assaulting and attacking and breaking into the Capitol. They actually say he broke into the Capitol. He never went in the Capitol. And you just see the level of lying, and it hurts to see the left then, oh, celebrating in hundreds of newspapers, hundreds. And CNN celebrating, and oh, he's Alex is next. Now Owen will sing like a canary on Jones. Sing like a canary. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's bad comedy. Owen will be in studio second hour. He's hosting, of course, the next show we do on Sundays for the last year or so. It's very popular. That's Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. But Owen won't be able to be hosting tomorrow, because he's reporting to jail. That's right. And we're not asking for folks to go down to the federal courthouse. We're not trying to have a demonstration or anything at this point. I'll deliver him down there tomorrow in the morning. And then that's that. Deliver him into the jaws of this thing. When you read the federal, it's not an indictment. It's just a federal arrest warrant. You can read it for yourself. It's linked in all the news articles. It really blows your mind. Because they have images saying, here's the evidence he physically broke through the barriers and went in the Capitol, and it shows an image of me and him on top of a stack of chairs on the grassy lawn up from the Capitol, 300 yards or so, saying, don't go into the Capitol. And then that turns into, oh, and encourage people to break in and attack. And you're reading this, and there's video of all of it not happening. You know, we had body cams. We had 10 security guys with 10 body cams. And, oh, we also have a body cam. We went and reviewed it again yesterday. I never put all of it out because there's so many versions of it and different ones. You know, I think we've uploaded to Band.Video at least one or two versions. But when you've got 10 body cams, we didn't upload all 10. So we spent hours yesterday reviewing it. We have Owen on video and myself on video talking to the police saying, let us get on your speaker PA system and tell people, get out of the building. We know you have a PA system, which they activated that night, by the way. You tell people, get out of the building. You have it for fires, emergencies. Why aren't you using it? It's a stand down. Then we said, where can we help? And they said, over on that side, that's where they breached again. If you want to go try to stop them, go there. And I asked the police, I said, can I have permission to go up, try to take them down off the steps? They say, yes, use your voice to try to stop this. We have it on video. We posted more of it yesterday. to InfoWars.com. We have him from angle after angle. And then they still are trying to put him in jail for years, saying he assaulted and broke through into the Capitol. They don't just say he was in unauthorized areas. They also say he broke in. By the way, because he was on misdemeanor probation for getting arrested twice, once silently protesting, once saying something to Nadler during the first impeachment of Trump. Owen would not get on the bullhorn once we got to the Capitol. I'm like, hey, help me get people off the building. He's like, hey, I'm not talking on the bullhorn. I can't be here. I can't protest. And by that, he said, I can be here. I just can't be protesting. That's the rule. Don't protest at the Capitol. Don't not come to the Capitol. But he didn't go in the Capitol either. That's another reason they say they're charging him and trying to charge him with all this other garbage. So it's just crazy. But I've got such huge news before he joins us. But it's bigger than just Owen, obviously. We all know what this is really about. It's about Nancy Pelosi, and it's about Maxine Waters saying, go attack people, go after folks. Whoever said protesters are peaceful, Andrew Cuomo. All these people calling for violence. I mean, burning down federal courthouses, burning down churches, attacking people. All of them basically had their charges dropped against them. I mean, Andy was out stalking, shooting people, and the media on CNN is defending him. And then Owen has not ever touched anybody, has no criminal record previous to that, and they are trying to put him under the jail and had it all over the news. In fact, we are not litigious because we're under such attack. We're not trying to get offensive with lawsuits, but some of the publications need to be sued. We're looking at it right now. Like, well, there's a bunch of them, but the worst is the Huffington Post. They're like, Owen, who's praised the attack on the Capitol, says it needs to happen more. You know, Owen, who led the attack, and remember the Wall Street Journal said, Jones from a distance, out of range of police tear gas and rubber bullets, commanded everyone to attack and destroy the Capitol. And they had seen the video of me saying, don't go in, stop, from the moment I got there. But they don't care. Because these are evil liars, ladies and gentlemen. They're backed by Soros and all that money. And they think they can do whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want. It's incredible. But let me tell you the really big news. That's coming up. Second hour with Owen. I'm going to do a good job here today because it needs to be covered, getting into the COVID-19 globalist power grab news and what's really happening with the Delta variant. We've cracked the code on the situation. We know what's really going on. We're going to lay it all out today. We have a bunch of countries coming in. And guys, I think I sent it to you, but I don't see it in the stack. Maybe I missed it. But recheck the hundreds of things I sent you. You're doing a great job. I sent you guys a graph on Hawaii showing how they're the most vaccinated in the U.S. and have the highest level of COVID and COVID illnesses. And the majority of folks hospitalized have been inoculated because I want to show that graph. But I've got graphs from around the world. Official UN graphs showing the least the countries vaccinated, the lower level of illness and sickness they have. We've got that incredible news. And a big federal government study just came out and confirmed that, of course, what the system doesn't want you to know about nanosilver and what it does. So we'll be reading from that federal document as well. That is all coming up here on the transmission today. But since we talked about it, bunch of other news, too. Apple says they're going to read everything on your phone and scan all your photos. They've always been doing it, but now they know they're about to be caught. So now they're saying, oh, it's for child porn, when they run giant death camps and help China actually run its death camps. And even liberals are saying, this is wrong. Don't read my messages. I mean, they actually have fact checkers in your phone looking at your photos. I always told you that. Now it's come out. So they're really in damage control right now, but I've got stacks of news where the CIA and the left are running giant pedophile rings and big tech's protecting that news. So they claim they're trying to stop pedophilia. I mean, if there was one tech company, I think it's the most evil, is probably Apple. I mean, that is just, they run the worst death camps, worst factories in the world, suicide nets around their facilities. I mean, it's just, you know, the idea that we're going to spy on everything you do in lifetime to keep you safe from pedophiles. Yeah, right. Sure. But here's Tucker Carlson Friday night talking about soon-to-be political prisoner Owen Schroyer.
None of this means the DOJ is going to stop prosecuting political dissidents, however. They're full speed ahead on that. Just today, the DOJ, the Biden administration, announced it's charging a host at InfoWars, a man called Owen Schroyer, with several federal crimes, including, quote, entering a restricted area on January 6th. Well, that sounds bad. What did Owen Schroyer do? He didn't go inside the Capitol building on January 6th. He stood on the Capitol steps with hundreds of other people. He didn't even loot Macy's like Black Lives Matter. He just stood there on the Capitol steps, a building he thought he owned as an American citizen. What's going on here exactly? Well, Owen Schroyer's real crime appeared to have occurred in December of 2019 when he shouted mean things to Jerry Nadler during a congressional hearing. The DOJ accused him of disorderly conduct and told him never go near the Capitol again. You don't want to hurt Jerry Nadler's feelings. He disobeyed. Now he's going to jail on Monday. Are you cool with this, Dick Cheney's daughter? Is that all right with you? Is this the country you want to live in? How about that, Adam Kinzinger? Is this the democracy you fought for? Please. So the ringleaders of the riots go free, especially if they're working for the FBI, but the people who offend Joe Biden's friends, they're in jail.
And by the way, all of Tucker Carlson Friday was incredible. I watched it yesterday. He did the best job yet exposing how criminal elements of the FBI ran the real attack on the Capitol on January 6th. So we're going to cover that in the second hour as well. Please stay with us. Oh, and there's a lot more. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. I hadn't read some of the writings of Klaus Schwab in a while, so I decided to refresh my memory. Wait till I read this. He admits to all his crimes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
There's a big spin machine going on right now across the country. A talk show host, Mr. Valentine, up in Tennessee, I've been a guest on the show over the years a few times, was against the lockdowns, against all the mandates like I am, and he just died of COVID-19 Delta variant. And people were out there saying, well, look, he died, now everybody has to take vaccines. I'm going to explain something very slowly and very clearly. These so-called vaccines are gene therapies. They are not vaccines. They are experimental shots, unauthorized, violating the Nuremberg Code. And I have stacks of mainline literature and actual studies and literally hundreds of clips of top doctors explaining that it would not work when they came out with these injections for the coronavirus and that it would cause a bunch of deadly variants, which it's now done. And you can pull up the NIH's own computer models, and it shows when the inoculation starts 8 months ago, all these variants start. That's a fact, because these are live vaccines. One is synthetic mRNA. The others are viral vector vaccines, very frickin' dangerous, just like the old Gardasil shot from 15 years ago that killed so many people and sterilized so many people. So it's not a game. What does a live virus mean? It replicates, and then it spreads. And so I've personally talked to more than 10 medical doctors just the last few days that run major hospitals, you name it. They've all concurred that 100% it is the so-called inoculation that's spreading it. And, yeah, the crew pulls it up. There's the Associated Press last year. UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine because it is a live vaccine. And Gates has been caught in over 30 countries doing it. It was made illegal back in the 70s. He still does it. Why? Why do you think? Now, let's look right here. This is right out of the federal government's own numbers. Daily report trends. Romania. How do we explain the situation in Romania? 25% of the population vaccinated. Cases and deaths plummeting to basically zero. Or the lowest in the world. Same thing in Australia. They got 20-some percent taking the vaccine. No one is in the hospital now that is unvaccinated. That's even on the Australian news. But they say, but we're not going to allow one person to ever get sick. Now, what's happening in the most vaccinated state in the United States? Current hospitalizations, Hawaii. You can see the mask mandate and the inoculations all starting right here. And what happens right when they start the shots? Hospitalization spike. But it takes a while for the mutations to grow and to get out into the population, and then suddenly, look at that spike. Now, these numbers were not out from the CDC and the NIH until 2 days ago. What did you hear me say the last 2 months, 3 months here on air? I went from saying there's almost no one sick, the hospitals are totally empty, COVID's a real virus, but it's manufactured, it's very hard to get. They're saying other people dying of other things are dying of COVID to get all that extra money and to create fear for the vaccines. What did I start saying 2 months ago, 3 months ago? I said, there are a lot of real cases now. There are a lot of really sick people now. The Delta variant is 1,000 times more viral. That's what they say it is. And I've talked to scientists that have actually looked at it. So what's happening is, it's not as deadly as the original COVID, but it's a mutation. Obviously, out of the people that have been vaccinated, who become the super shedders and spreaders, that's what the studies say. And so it is absolutely communicable and super easy to get. And the most communicable thing I've ever heard of. I mean, I know for a fact, if you're in the room with somebody that has the Delta variant, you're going to get it. I mean, almost everybody I know in Austin literally has been sick with this crap. started telling you 2.5 months ago. People like calling in going, well, Alex, you were first saying it's a hoax and it's BS, and now you're saying it's real. I just tell you what's going on. And we predicted it. The science predicted it. All the experts predicted it. You give hundreds of millions of people, billions worldwide, an experimental live virus vaccine, what's it going to do? Whether you're in Pakistan, or whether you're in India, or whether you're in Nigeria, or wherever they've done this, all over the world, the vast majority, in fact, almost all polio cases are from the inoculation because it's a live polio vaccine. This is the same thing. This is a medical, in fact, there's articles before the inoculations even started, or right when they did, vaccines can drive the evolution of more Corona-19 mutants. Yeah. And I've got clip after clip of Nobel Prize winners and former heads of Pfizer and the top people. Did you know the CEO of Pfizer just said he's not taking it? I'll play that clip in a moment. So all I do is immerse myself in this. I'm not the expert. I read the reports and what's going on, and we predicted all this, and it's come true. So Hawaii is off the chart. Your radio listener, we'll archive this later in InfoWars. You got to go look at it. Hospitalizations in Hawaii are up 854% in 2 months, despite one of the longest mask mandates and highest vaccination rates in the country. But the good news is that experts and the media are squarely focused on ignoring this and forcing another mask mandate on two-year-olds. That's sarcasm, folks. And then meanwhile, in places where they're not inoculating them with the poison, they basically have no cases. Look at this out of Romania, which is, again, right in the middle of Europe, all the people coming through it, all the world, not an island. And look at this. Almost zero new cases, zero in the hospitals. Unbelievable. And that's the same everywhere. Israel is the most inoculated in the world of any large nation. Highest cover rate, highest death rate, highest mutation rate. Gibraltar, highest rate period in the world. Seychelles, over 90%, high rate. I don't want to cut these clips short. Got a bunch of medical doctors I want to play for you on this when we come back. But first, let's take President Trump, who I believe is a good person, and who I really care about, and who I want to see get a lot of good Republicans elected in the midterms, and who I would love to see run again. We got to take him to the woodshed, though, because he came out last week on Fox and Friends and said, I really am suspicious of this booster shot. If this supposedly works so well, why do you need a booster shot? Because you got lied to, Trump. It didn't have 98% efficacy. We knew day one it wouldn't work, period. It's a fraud. It'll create mutants. You got chumped. You got signed on to a fraud to restart the economy. I understand why you did it. You believe in science. Except these are bad actors, sir. You believed America could produce a good vaccine. Of course they could have. They didn't want to. They didn't create a vaccine. They created a Frankenstein. And now they've got you signed up to it. Now the left's saying you better get out there and push it. And you are. CNN comes out and says, we need to see Trump come out and tumble and take the shots. And within weeks of them saying it over and over again, CNN snaps their fingers. Jeff Zucker snaps his fingers and Trump clicks his heels and hops up there at attention and says, how high do you want me to jump, boss? There's Trump in Alabama yesterday.
I believe totally in your freedoms. I do agree. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay? I'll call up Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working.
BS. Trump, that's a lie. You're not stupid. Just 2 weeks ago, they said it was 65%, then 40%. Saw a number put up about Pfizer shots, 30-some percent. Because they just want to tell you it doesn't work, so you're running at the new damn shot. Then they'll tell you in 6 months that one doesn't work. It's called rope-a-dope. Shame on you, Trump. Seriously. Hey. If you don't have the good sense to save yourself and your political career, that's okay. At least you're going to get some good Republicans elected. And, you know, we like you. But, my God, maybe you're not that bright. Maybe Trump's actually a dumbass. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 wins. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Uncensored,
live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Very honored to be here. And listen, I like President Trump. He's in battle. He's been targeted. He stood up against the globalists. He stood up against China. He did a lot of good things. But I would defend him when CNN had like 50 containers of gumballs up there saying each gumball is a lie. And Trump did not get a lot wrong. And he was dead on and very pragmatic. And I agree with about 95% of what he did. Trump's not stupid. I know a lot of folks have briefed him directly that the vaccines were a fraud. They're not vaccines. They're not working. They're now saying that, again, Pfizer and others are down to less than 40% efficacy. So, listen, Trump, we like you because you don't lie to us. Don't lie to us. We don't care if you got conned, you believed in science, and they lied to you because this wasn't a cure, it was a disease. Of course they could have given us a real vaccine for it. That's the whole point, is these are mad scientist globalists that give us Trojan horses. I love cell phones. I love the cameras. I love the GPS. I love all the stuff it does, except they're using it to control us and track us and censor us and spy on us. So I take these vaccines like I have a big old slice of pumpkin pie and ice cream on Thanksgiving after I have turkey. But they don't give us good drugs. They try to suppress the good ones. They try to suppress the treatments. What came out over 10 years ago? That in the EU and in the UK and in China, elites get, quote, clean vaccines made by secret government labs. Oh, yeah, they got all sorts of great stuff. We ain't getting it. But they're out, oh, you're just against science. You know, you're scared of science. You're scared of innovation. Innovation, that's all we do here at InfoWars. I love technology. I love guns. I don't want somebody shooting me with one. I like a vodka martini. Doesn't mean I want to drink 3 gallons of it and die of alcohol poisoning. You can't trust the stuff these people are producing because they're eugenicists, depopulationists who've been caught doing it thousands of times. Hey, they found it, Time Magazine. Better vaccine for politicians. And let me tell you, what came out this year, they caught all these shots that said not for use in Europe, not for use in America or Canada. And where were they slated for? Africa. Africa. Oh, we got something real special for you. Just like I was told by a major doctor that ran a major Texas organization that I was correct. And that decades after they banned the live polio vaccine, that he was part of a state clinic supplying across the state and working on it. And he said that they delivered to the black neighborhoods, including East Austin, live virus, cancer virus vaccine with SV40 cancer virus in it. And that to all the other neighborhoods, the white neighborhoods, they did not deliver one with a cancer virus in it. And then the guy got mad at me one day, and he got scared and grabbed by the arm and said, don't tell anybody. But I already knew about all that. I don't need him to tell me about it. And he said he stopped that program, but he caught them dumping. I'm trying to explain this again. Hitler got all his ideas from the United States and the UK, not the general public, but from the eugenicist. And then after Hitler, World War II, they went underground and they simply trained apprentices like Fauci and Gates and others to keep carrying it out. So I'm all for a polio vaccine, except they were targeting East Austin with the ones that had live virus in it and cancer viruses in it. And I can go all over that because I'm an expert on it, because my grandmother was paralyzed by a vaccine for polio, and they told her that. So I've read a lot about it. I know all about it. And I won't sit here and have Trump sit up there and tell me, oh, I took it and I'm fine. You took it and you're fine. You haven't gotten sick yet because you already had all those fancy treatments and all the rest of it last year. But they admit it doesn't work. In fact, here's a great example. Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jackson, is in a Chicago hospital with his wife, both sick with the Delta variant right now, despite the fact they're both vaccinated. Where do you think the Delta variant came from? The damn mRNA shot, he says he took the Pfizer shot, so did his wife, started replicating in him, and now he might die, and his wife might die. See, even Jesse Jackson doesn't have any sense. He believes in this stuff. He believes in the system. After everything they've done to black people, these globalists, Jesse Jackson took the Pfizer shot with his wife and is now fighting for his life from a mutation from the damn injection. But again, I don't want to be mad at Jesse Jackson. I just want him to wake up and then warn people later. But he won't. I guarantee if he survives, he'll defend it and won't even know that it was the injection did this to him. He'll probably say, boy, good thing I had that vaccine or, you know, I'd have been dead. Because there's no numbers and no studies that, quote, when you have the vaccine, it protects you. I mean, you see the Surgeon General in his clown outfit up there looking right at the camera saying, natural immunity is not as good as the Pfizer or Moderna immunity. It's three times better. All epidemiology 101, virology 101, all the science says natural immunity is 5, 10, 20 times better. And the shots lower your immunity once you take it to other variants. That's what all the scientists say. I got a whole list of them saying it. It's like saying gasoline burns when you light it. But that's how dumb they think we are. That's how idiotic they think we are. I think we have no memory, but that creepy Surgeon General looks like a psycho, like Fauci, like, everything's fine. You'll be fine. And Biden's out there, oh, if you just take the shot, that's why I'm pissed at Trump. That, you guys find it 2 weeks ago. He gave a bunch of speeches, said it over and over again. Biden says, take the vaccine, you can't get COVID. Remember that? Even though they admit it doesn't even work. And now, forget Biden lying to us, we've got President Trump doing it. Here it is.
You know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know. Okay? I'll call up Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working.
No, it's not working. Yeah, it's working to grow variants and create mass disease and death, and then let them legitimize even more shots to counter the last variant they made. There it is, fully vaxxed Jesse Jackson hospitalized with COVID. There you go. Here is Dr. Roger Hodgkinson to Dems' lack of ethics around lockdowns. Here it is.
Politicians, the media, and physicians, particularly MDs, who by their cowardly silence have decided to put income ahead of ethics. The ethics we physicians are supposed to hold dear. First do no harm and inform consent. Fear in turn became the excuse for politicians and unelected bureaucrats to enforce the ludicrous, totally arbitrary mandates that have no consensus for effectiveness in the medical literature. None. I'm talking here about masks, social distancing, travel bans, and lockdowns. They couldn't work, haven't worked, and will not work. So my third message is simply this. Read my lips. Nothing works except effective prophylaxis with vitamin D and early treatment with Dr. McCullough's protocol. It's just politics playing medicine, and that's a very dangerous game. They dress themselves in the flag, demanding that only they can protect you from all of life's risks. It can't be done. I can tell you with categorical certainty as a pathologist, death happens. Life is risky. Get used to it, just like you did with the past flu epidemics and every day when you drive your car. Governments must get used to the fact that modern medicine is totally impotent at controlling the spread of respiratory viruses. We must simply accommodate to them in ways we have done most effectively in past flu epidemics.
Let's just pause right here. We're going to come back to this clip when we come back. But let's just go out to break with President Trump's sidekick now that agrees with him that the vaccine works. Here is President Trump's buddy. They now agree that the vaccine works. Trump now agrees with the liar Biden. Here it is.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
No, you're just going to get another one and die.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ALEX, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against the globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
By the way, if you go to the full show headline of the broadcast that I write each day before we go live on air, it says Sunday Live, massive protests explode worldwide against UN Great Reset tyranny. And that really is the big news. And we're talking millions in France, millions in Australia, overrunning the police, overrunning the shopping malls, the grocery stores, saying no to the COVID checkpoints, saying they know it's the Great Reset. They're chanting jail Fauci, jail Schwab, all over the world. And so this is really exciting and positive, and I should just be focusing on the human spring against the globalist. But it is very, very exciting. To see people standing up to these thugs. You know, the police buy the idea in these countries that, oh, they're protecting people from the virus. I know you're not. The globalists have launched this. It's in all the Rockefeller documents, and that's why it's critical to get that information out. They're trying to get people 5 years in prison that organize a protest in Australia. All that's going to do is have people start burning stuff down and getting really lawless, which I'm not calling for. I'm just saying, you act like Nazis, you're going to get a French resistance, a literal one. And so, okay, start killing us, start beating people up, start burning things down. See how it goes for you. Because you've taken our restraint for weakness, and it is the opposite. So, yeah, just roll some of the video and audio. Like one guy, because they're saying you can't leave from one state, one province of Australia to the other for over a year and a half. It's been like 10 deaths the last 8-9 months. They're building emergency camps. They're saying we're going to forcibly inoculate you. They're saying we're going to keep the lockdown going until you accept all the injections. And then I love this guy on a horse riding around say, let's cross the border, and then tens of thousands cross the border in the next state and just overrun the police, again, who are absolutely shameful and evil people. But nothing compared to the politicians and the leadership that know exactly what they're doing. So all over the world, history's taking place. And then in the former Eastern Bloc, they just don't do any of it and basically have no COVID cases. And their shopping malls are totally open. Their stores are open. No one's wearing masks in Romania or Hungary or wherever. Express their frustration. This is all an exercise of power.
We have some protesters there trying to break through the police.
Well, they didn't try. They did it.
We've got mounted police also trying to stop the demonstration.
Just keep pushing.
You remember similar.
But I'm going to air this later in the next hour when Owen Shore is with me. I'm going to get into Klaus Schwab and the clip where he says, you're very angry. Soon the great reset. They're making you angry. They're shutting you down. They're saying you can't have a job until they fully enslave you. That's the operation. I got a bunch of clips of Australians talking about what it's like to live there, to be actual prisoners now. Where, folks, I have real videos of three different government ministers of three different states. This is, you say, well, who cares about Australia? Well, that's the model of the world that they admit it's coming here. They're building the same FEMA camps here. Same stuff in Canada, same stuff in Europe. And they say that you cannot look at the sunset. I'll play that clip next hour. Government ministers say, do not look at the sunset and do not even talk to your neighbors and do not look at people in the eye, even from a distance. Now, that's gaslighting. That's beyond Jim Jones, a cult leader. That's to see what they can get you to do because they are bringing in an authoritarian regime and building death camps. You say, why? Because it's an authoritarian takeover. Do you understand that I have here in my hand Wikipedia? And I'm going to show you. The only reason this matters is when I show you Klaus Schwab's book or I show you a clip of him on TV running things, people don't care. This is Wikipedia. And then transcripts in mainstream news saying it's good, saying, quote, our goal is to capture democratic structures and institutions so that the people have no choice and no control of their lives, and so the United Nations and corporate stakeholders can control the entire direction of humanity's future. Gotta read that. That's called total North Korea slavery. That's in his bio on Wikipedia. I mean, give me a break. And he's the former head of the Bilderberg Group. Remember when that didn't exist and we exposed it? They've been hiding in the shadows forever. Now they brought their agenda out in the open. So let's go ahead. You know, I've got a new term, though, because it looks like Trump's turning into this. If Trump's merging with Biden, and both he and Biden are lying to us saying the vaccine works and is effective and is a vaccine when they admit it has a 30% efficacy now. Is it tri-Biden, Trump and Biden? Is it tri-Biden or is it Brump or Bump? We should probably have one of the writers create a poll. What should the merger of Trump and Biden be called? Should it be called tri-Biden, Brump, Bump, or Dump? I don't know. And I'm just trying to take Trump to the damn woodshed because he's close to flipping back to reality. But my God, I'm not going to sit here and be fed a bunch of BS. So here's Biden just a month ago or a couple weeks ago telling you the vaccine works when it's not a vaccine, doesn't work. And then Trump saying the same thing being booed last night. Maybe a little hint, Trump. Here it is.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
You know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know. Okay.
We don't need you to tell us. We are the first to know. That's why we put you in office. So if you want to sit there and not admit you got conned, that's fine. Trump has now officially merged as a chimera clone with Joe Biden. Okay, let's go ahead now and finish up with that medical doctor who we cut off because of the break, clip 21, getting into what's really happening. Here is Dr. Roger Hodgkinson.
I can tell you with categorical certainty as a pathologist, death happens. Life is risky. Get used to it, just like you did with the past flu epidemics and every day when you drive your car. Governments must get used to the fact that modern medicine is totally impotent at controlling the spread of respiratory viruses. We must simply accommodate to them in ways we have done most effectively in past flu epidemics, with liberal doses of the cheapest, most effective medicine there is. Common sense. Flip-flop Fauci created COVID-19 when his gain-of-function research escaped from the lab in Wuhan. You shouldn't be forced to put your life and your child's life on the line by getting vaxxed just to solve the problem he created. That is government tyranny and indescribably offensive. So for God's sake, don't let them scare you into getting vaxxed. Tell them to stop the shot. Thank you.
The whole world is going into captivity until we're on a world ID and the system can put what they want in our bodies when they want. We've got incredible footage next hour of Ireland, them coming to people's houses, beating them up. Somebody said they might have COVID. It's all ridiculous, but the borders, again, are wide open. Here's an important clip from an Australian captive speaks out on the horrors of currently living in the police state.
We're not allowed to travel more than 5 kilometres from our house even to get groceries. We try to order groceries online, particularly Western Sydney here, which is facing the worst lockdowns where people can't go to work unless they've had the jab. And you try to order groceries online and they're inundated. So we're in a really difficult situation. We previously had a rule where there was what's called a singles bubble, where you can go and see your friend if you don't have a partner. Now that's changed as well, where you have to actually register one person only that you're allowed to visit, and that person needs to be no more than 5 kilometres from your house. It is tyranny. Tyranny.
Wasn't there a day when they said it was, wasn't it supposed to end like last week or did they extend it? What happened with that?
It never does.
No, so as of last night, they've announced that it's going to get even harsher. And, our premier actually used the word war on television yesterday. She said, this is literally a war. So.
And she's the same one. Let me put it down. She's the same one that said, don't talk to your neighbors. And I'm not joking. Don't look at the sunset. Don't even leave your house. They see on your porch, they come after you now because you put up with it. So now it's more. But it's a paradox with the Aussies. Now they're up about 25% that have accepted the deadly injection. So the leaders are saying, well, you have to go to 70% before we let you out of your houses. But you know, once it hits 70, they're going to want 100. These are criminals. Oh, by the way, there's big press conferences this week. It's in all the studies. More studies just came out. These Moderna and Pfizer shots are attacking the ovaries and uterus. And I've got clips on that coming up as well. But Owen Schroyer is going to be joining us in studio. He reports to jail tomorrow for his thought crimes. He was at the Capitol and didn't even bullhorn anybody, but he was there and tried to stop what happened. And so they lied about him and created a false charge. This is the criminal activity of the government. We'll be right back.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.